This is Bird Note. Before Seattle area resident Joanna Bueller started planting at her home, the site was completely barren. Today, towhees, jays, chickadees, swallows, woodpeckers, and others find food and refuge there. She landscaped with birds in mind.
Water, food, and cover. Those are the main elements, I think. So think about what kind of plants are growing naturally in your area. They're hardy, they're adapted to the area. And so they have coexisted, and the birds have coexisted.
By avoiding herbicides, Joanna discovered an added benefit.
How do I control the weeds? I spend hours out there battling on my hands and knees. But at the same time, that's as close as I get to meditation, to prayer. I love being in my garden. It calms me. It puts things back into perspective.
Fall is a good time to plant. The plants are going dormant. They'll put their energy into growing roots and getting established. If you're lucky, nature will do some planting for you.
Years ago, some cottonwoods seeded themselves, and I didn't cut them down. I let them grow, and 25 years later, I now have bald eagles sitting in them. I have great blue heron who perches up there. There's a regular belted kingfisher who's here. As that vegetation has grown, it's provided habitat.
For more on planting for birds, begin at birdnote.org.